Okay, we're catching up from Gimel Amud Beis. We're up to... Okay, so we had this woman who was half a Shivchan, half a Bas Chayrin, and she first married, Ruvain, and then she was freed by the other half, whoever owned the other half freed her, and now she married Shimon. Vincent took care of it. He'll take care of it. Okay. Sorry, just excuse me for a second. Do I have pencils over? I'm sorry to do this, guys, but I just want to just check that I'm... I feel bad that I didn't offer some help.
Where's he working now?
Remember you told me.
Yeah, the factory there.
Okay, sorry. So the question is, does the when she's freed, according to Rabbi Yosef, that makes all bets off? And start all over again, and she's not married, and therefore, if she married Shimon, meanwhile, then she's married to Shimon. And Rabbi Zeira said in the name of Rabbi Nachman that, on the contrary, when she's freed, now that completes the marriage of the first one. And Rabbi Zeira said, "Kavasidi dim stavra," because it says la yumsu kiloi chuposha ha chuposha yumsu. So that means that if she's freed, then now she's a chi of misa, must mean that she's an agent sheesh properly, and therefore that proves that she's married to Reuven. Amalei Abaya says Abaya the Tana the very Bishmal the Amar B'Shivcha Kanis Amres Lavad Ivri. According to, if you're going to learn pshat like that, Loichu Pasha Hachu Pasha Yumsu. So what does that mean? That if it's a Shivcha Kanis who's married to an Eved Ivri, just Stam not half, but full blown Shivcha Kanis Moreses Eved Ivri Hachinami Dichichu Pasha Yumsu. So you're going to tell me that if she was married to the Eved Ivri, and then she was freed, now all of a sudden that marriage becomes a proper marriage, and then she's open for adultery. I mean, she's a candidate for adultery. Can't be, because there was where they were married. She was a shivcha. There was no kiddushin that took place when she was free. Elamai yislach lemeimar. What do you mean? When chuposha, then there is a chiyuv misa. She chuposha v'chazav niskatra. After the freedom, there has to be kiddushin again, just like when she's a full shivcha. The only way she could be a chiyuv is after she was freed. She then has kiddushin. Is hachanami. So even when she was half a slave, she chuposha because of this kacha. When is the kiddushin chal? If after she was freed, there was kiddushin reinvigorated after the freedom. So that's what Abaye says back. Okay. So therefore, not kavasach did mistavra like Rabbi Zera wanted to say. Okay, Amar Avuna Bar Katina, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Maisa B'Isha Achas Shechetz HaShichah. There's a story with a woman who was like this, V'kafwes Rabba, they did like originally B'Shamai, which was then B'Shilal agreed. Also, they forced the master Vasa Bas Chayrin. Oh, sorry. So what's the punchline of this one? The Mishnah talked about a man who was Chetz Yavad Chetz Bas Chayrin. The whole reason why they forced the man to get free is because he can't marry. Yeah? The Shevis Yitzhara. So here we had a woman who couldn't marry. So the question is, does that apply for the woman also? She's not, the Pruva was a Vadanisht. What about the Shevis Yitzhara? So they forced him to free her. It's Kiman. So whose opinion is that even by a woman you're forced to free? Rabbi Yechid ben Breika. The Omar, Ashneim Hoim, Rabbi Yechid ben Breika holds Bechla that women are Mechiv in Pruva. Because he says the Pasuk that says Pruva is both of them. Levarach Hashem Alekiva Yemer Pruva Omilu. I saw them, both of them, Bada Mechaba. Amrav Nachum Yitzchak Loi. No, it's not like that particular case was Lav Davke because they held that she was Mechuyev in Pruervu, but and therefore by extrapolation, I guess whoever's Mechuyev in Pruervu, if they're Jewish, it's Mechuyev in the Shevis Yitzhara. If they're not Jewish, that must have been the extrapolation, because Pruervu anyway is a Shaykh because she was a Shivcha. Yeah, unless. Oh, is Pru Ravu a mitzvah asay shel lo yazman groma? It's an interesting question. Probably Leah's Mangroma? Oh, I don't know. Maybe if he. So therefore. Shloya's Mangroma. So an Eved is Machu, an Eved Knan is Machu Ibn Purabu. Which does that say? And therefore Shivcha would also be. So if you hold that Purabu applies to women, you will hold it applies to a Shivcha Knanis. And Nachman Ben Yitzchak says that's love dafke. But why did they force the master to free her? Because Minim Hefkrinav Gubal. Because she couldn't marry anybody, so she was just being promiscuous Bechal. Because she can't get married anyway, might as well just hang out with the boys. So therefore they said, no, we better force it to free her until she can get married properly and stop mucking around like this. Okay, says the Mishnah Vayter. Hamecher Avdil Ebz Yechavim. Now, what if a person sells his slave to a non-Jewish person? Oyle Chutz Laretz, or he sells him to someone who lives in the diaspora? Yotzav and Chavir.
We're still talking about Eved Knani here?
Yeah, Eved Knani. All Eved Knani. Eved Ivri is not really a slave. An Eved Ivri is a Jew who happens to be meshubed for a period of time to work for somebody. The only difference between an Eved Ivri and a normal Jew is that he can marry a Shivcha Knanis. That's the only concession. Yeah?
If his master
instructs him. Yeah, don't have eaten like Isha. But aside from that, he's a full Jew. And he has to be treated with respect and all this sort of stuff. And it's really just the fact that he's a 24/7 servant. His working hours are 24/7. But aside from that,
he doesn't get wages anyway because all goes to his master to pay off his debts.
No, it pays off. There's no wages. No, it's paying off the wages were advanced. The reason why he's a slave in the first place is because he had money he couldn't pay off. So he's paying off. He's working off his debt. That's all.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So he's working off his debt. And it works off his debt.
If he was an older man, he didn't sell it, he was a Merkel Satsma, right?
Yeah, Merkel Satsma.
So he doesn't get wages, he just gets fed.
There's no wages, he's getting...
Room and board.
Yeah, okay, room and board, but he's also paying off his debt. Why is he Merkel Satsma? He owes money, he can't pay back.
He
can't afford living standards.
He can't sustain.
No, a guy pushes on the streets.
I think Merkel Satsma is generally when he owes money, no? Stam, he just needs stocker.
A guy lives in the bus stop.
What's know, the so he'll go to a charity fund and he'll get from there.
The whole question with Eved Knani is how do you reconcile them with the Seder Malfoyev?
With?
With the Seder Malfoyev. You know, he's got certain things to take away, certain things you can leave him, and that's it.
Yeah, well, maybe he doesn't want to. Maybe he feels he wants to pay it off. Merkel Satzman means Bezin didn't make himself. He decided to. That's a pshat Merkel Satzman, huh?
So correct,
can sign. Anyway, Tana Rabbanon. Amoicher Avdel Lev Gechavim, someone who sells his Eved. This is an Eved Knani. Someone who sells an Eved to a Goy, Yotzel Lecheiris, he's free. So he's entitled to be free. And the Torah gets Shichur, but he needs the paperwork. Merabbi Rishon from his first master. Not from the Goy, but from the guy who sold him. When does he need a piece of paper? A star shichur when he didn't write an oinoi. Oinoi is a sort of document. We'll see in a second what's a document that already will be considered as enough to make him the paperwork. If he wrote this oinoi thing, that's sufficient paperwork. He doesn't even need anything else. My oinoi. So what is oinoi? Amrav Sheishes the Kosovla. He wrote to him a piece of paper that said, "Hachi as follows: If you manage to escape from the goy, I have no more claim on you." Yeah. So that's good enough to be considered a freedom thing. And in this case, he doesn't have to escape because the Bezdin will paskin that he's entitled to be free.
It's releasing him from his status.
Right. Okay, Tana Rabbanan de Braisa, Lava Olav Mina Akum. What happens if someone borrowed money from a non-Jew and the security was his Eved Knani? Yeah? And what happened? The Goy, he hasn't been given over to the Goy yet, but he's a security. He's like halfway. He's halfway to becoming the Goy's property. And the Goy takes advantage of that fact. Kevin Sha'osalay Eved Kechavin in Musoy, once the Goy starts doing... treating him, we'll see in a minute what does it mean. He does, Nimusa means usually manners or the normal custom. Since the guy starts treating him like according to the normal way, as if he would be his slave, that has become like he sold him to a guy, and you're to the chayrus. My Nimusa, what is this way of treating him that the guy would do that would make him consider that he now goes to free? Amar Avuna Bar Yehuda, Nashki. Doesn't mean he kisses him. It means there was a certain type of it's almost like one of these identity tag that you put on somebody. So the Eved used to wear a tag that said, "I am the slave of so and so." So if the guy gave him a
dog collar.
Like I'll wear that every day when I go to work. Yeah, to get into the building, like one of those.
Then
you know where he belongs to. Yeah, so they put this tag, name tag, Eved tag, on him. Then that's
an e tag.
So the guy took his. So the guy took ownership of him. Yeah. So that's enough to say that now you're tzalacherus. Moshe Rav Sheish, Rav Sheish says, one second. Let's have a look at this case. Harisit, you have somebody. A field, yeah? And what's it? Arisit is a sharecropper. So the Aris is the pshat that he gives a certain... He works. We're on... Yeah, 43 bit. So he's a he gives a certain percentage. He keeps a percentage and he gives a percentage. So what does he do? He works the field.
So he's not mamish an Eved.
He's not an Eved at all. He works the field. And his wages is that he keeps 30% of the produce. And the rest he gives to the owner. The chachirus is similar, except instead of saying 30%, he keeps 30 bushels. It's an amount.
Fixed sum.
It's a fixed amount, not a percentage. Yeah, and
what's the difference between a wage and a commission?
Yeah, sort of. Like, yeah,
sort of.
The arisei bate avos. It's a flat rate. Chachirus is a flat rate, and arisei is a percentage. And also you could have a deal, so it's a deal which is agreed to, but you have a sharecropper. Sometimes they keep it in the family that one guy is a sharecropper for the landowner, and it's generational. They just keep it in the family as the field hands over from generation to generation. The sharecropping family also hands over from generation to generation. And so that's the other case. We haven't said what the halach is yet. These are different cases. And a case where a non-Jew gave his field to a Jew as a mashkin. So this time it was the non-Jew who borrowed money from the Jew. Yeah? And he said, as a security, the security will be against that piece of land over there, which is a field growing stuff in it. In all of these cases, afal pisha osa loini musoi. Yeah? So even though he did an action to show ownership, that means the Jew, in that last case, for example, that's the one we're worried about here. Yeah, what happened was the field belonged to the goy, but it was a security for the Jew, and the Jew did nimusoi. We'll see in a minute what nimusoi is by a field, but he put a name tag on the field. Whatever he did something to show ownership. Even so, peturim in a meiser, that doesn't count as making ownership. And it's not mechuyev and meiser because it still belongs to the goy. That's if you hold that a goy's field is part of a meiser. Yep. So therefore, what are we seeing over there? When it's the goy, when it's the eved, we're saying even though it still belongs to the Jew, but as soon as the goy acts like the owner, that makes it as if you sold it to him, and the eved goes free. Over here, we're saying when the field of the goy is a security for the Jew, even though the Jew acts like the owner, we don't consider it to belong to the Jew, and he doesn't have to take meiser from it. So the first question is, what does it mean nimusoi? If nimusoi means a name tag, is sode basnashki, you're going to put a name tag on a field? How do you do that? Ella Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says it's not to do nashki, nothing to do with name tags. He says the pshat nashki is the zman. The time came. Yeah? In other words, if the time is up. So what's the pshat? You said that the security for the loan is the slave. That means if you don't pay the loan, he's got to collect the slave. And there's a time limit, yeah? The loan is due on a certain date. If you don't pay it, then he collects the slave. So if the time has come, that means even though they haven't gone to court and the court appointed the Yossi Loberstein, whatever, and to give all that of the assets, even so, once the time's come, that's it. And therefore, now it belongs to the goy. Yeah, that's what he says nashki means. Okay, but the question, so that answers that question. So that applies to the field as well. Yeah, then by the field we're saying that even though the time came, it's not like, it doesn't transfer possession to the Jew. It's kashas man azman. So now, okay, so you've answered what nashki means, but you haven't answered the contradiction in the halacha. How come by the eved you say he transfers to the new owner, and by the field you say he doesn't transfer, the field doesn't transfer to the new owner? Answers, the gemara lo kasha. Hoda matas mali. The Brisa, which talked about the Eved, was talking about where the time came. And aha, the Lomotas money. Yeah, when it does, the field is when it didn't reach the time. So the Gemara says, so what are you telling me? That by the Eved, it's the guys when the time came, Ela Gabi Eved, the Matas Manet Tzricha L'Meimar. If the time came, then of course you're to Lecheris, because he's going to the guy. The fact that it hasn't physically got into the car yet doesn't, you know, that doesn't stop anything. If he had to pay the money by a certain time and didn't pay it, and the guy's entitled to him, then now he belongs to the guy. So you don't need a braisa to tell me that in that case he's yotzei lecheirus. Ella says the Gemara, idi ve'idi lo matas mani. They're both talking about where the time hasn't come yet. So far he's just a security. He's not over to the other guy. So what's the difference? Lekasha halagufa, by the eved, it's the guf. Yeah. That means that if he doesn't pay off the eved, the goy is going to take the guf. So as soon as the eved, the body of the goy, of the eved himself, so as soon as he starts acting like the boss, he's taking the eved, it's his possession. But with the field, yeah, with the field, we're not saying, he's only the produce which is a security, not the field itself. So therefore, even though he did an act of ownership on the field, it doesn't make him the owner. Top of the page. Turn six pages for you. The Iboy Seima B'shalav Amanas L'mashkenoi. It wasn't that he made him a security. When he made the loan, he said, if I don't pay you, then I'll give you a security. Yeah, if I don't pay you by the time, then I'll give you a security. Right? And the security will be the Eved, or the security will be the field. V'lo Mishkenoi. Oh, so the case of the field, V'lo Mishkenoi. He didn't actually make the Mashken yet. So that's the Chiluk. So Be'etzim the Halacha would be the same, except that the details are different. And that is that if the receiver or the person, the lender, I guess, in the first, yeah, the lender makes an action of bailus on the thing that's the security, yeah, that shows ownership, so that makes him the owner. And therefore, if it's a case of an Eved Kenani, yotzei lecheirus, and if it's a case of a field, it would then go into possession of the Jew and would be chayv in Meiser if we had got to the point where it really was a security that he was taking ownership of. Okay, so that's about if you made him a security. Now we go on to Rabbanan. Govai b'chayvai. What happens if he actually collected him? Yeah, so in other words, he wasn't made as a security, but he owed him money, and the guy just came and captured, and what do you call it? Repossessed. Not repossessed. He came and took it. He just took him as payment. Yeah? Or Shalache Sekrikun. Sekrikun is the guys banditen. Who were... Huh?
Banditen.
Yeah, the banditen, what happened was there were certain times where the goyim would come and they would threaten the Jews and the Jews would have to bribe them to leave them alone. So he gave this eved to the goy as a bribe. You know, leave me alone. Don't kill me. Take the eved as a bribe. Yeah? So in those cases... The guy wasn't entitled to take. It wasn't like the Jews sold him to a guy. The guy wasn't entitled to take. The guy took him illegally, if you like. And therefore...
Under duress.
And illegally. Lo yotzei lecheirus. Therefore, the Eved is not go-free. Fredriga mora v'chove loy. I understand if he was just sort of stolen or kidnapped by the guy that he doesn't go free. But what about if he's used to pay off a debt, even though the guy was the one who decided to take him, but why not? Why doesn't he go free? Ramina, I'll ask you a contradiction. When the king, the government, took away somebody's silo of grain, yeah, if they took it as a debt, that means he's got to pay Meiser because, in other words, it grew in his possession, yeah, so he still has to take, it's like he sold it, and therefore he has to take Meiser from it, yeah, because it's kavua for Meiser.
It's being used to pay off his choiv,
therefore it's like he sold it, and therefore it was mechuyev in Meiser before he sold it, so he has to take the Meiser from it. In ba'an poros, but if the guy is just taking it, Rashi says on poros means a hefsid, he's just, the guy is... They're just possessing. It's potelasa. Then it's not. I mean, it's not yet mechuyev. Hopefully, he'll get it back. But if he doesn't, then it's not his responsibility anymore. The guy stole it. Yeah, if the guy stole it from him, it's not like he's mecha to him. Yeah. So what do we see from there? That in the case where it was used to pay off a debt, even if it wasn't specifically set aside in the first place, but it was used to pay off a debt, it's considered the same as a sale. Yeah, and therefore, just like if you sell your grain, which was kavua from Meiser, you have to take Meiser. If you sell your Eved, if it was taken to pay a debt, then also you have to take Meiser. So similarly, by the slave, if the slave was used to pay a debt, then it's the same thing as selling the slave to the goy, and he should go free. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hasam, it's different. The Kam Shtar Shilei. Over there, why do we say it's Chayav Meiser? Because like selling it to him, because he is getting benefit that he's paying off his debt. Yeah? He's paying off his debt, and therefore it's like he sold it, he has to take Meiser. But why the Eved, what are you trying to make over here? That the Eved should go free. Yeah? So over here, he's not getting any benefit from it. The guy takes it away and the Eved goes free. Yeah, they're going to come and... the whole thing of the Eved going free when he's sold to a guy is a knas. Because what's going to happen when the Eved goes free? The buyer is going to go back to the seller and say, hang on.
Free him.
I want a guarantee, yeah? You sold me something and I don't get it, so I want my money back. So therefore, he's going to lose. He's making a loss if that happens. So therefore... In that case, it's not. You can't say it's his own free will. Not only is it not his own free will, but it's actually the opposite of his free will, because he's losing money on the deal. And therefore, you cannot say that he's going to punish him and make the Eved go to freedom. And therefore, we say the Eved's still an Eved, and he can, if it's used to pay off his debt, where the Eved remains in servitude, so that at least the guy will not have to pay the debt again. Because what would happen, if you told him the Eved's free, yeah, if the Eved would go to freedom, so then the goy will come and say, you still owe me money, because I collected the Eved, but it didn't work. So this guy's getting nothing from it. Why should you cancel this guy for nothing? It wasn't his fault. He didn't do anything. Okay, so this is the answer we gave. Toshima. So the Gemara says, we want to get a better proof. The Amar Rav, Hamecher Avda Lefarheng. Farheng. In German. Yeah, okay, we're not speaking German over here. Rashi says it means to work for the king. Some kind of national service. Okay, Rashi says, with Mechilas Kvoda shall art scroll.
I was going to say, Rashi.
Rashi says that it means... So over Kechavim, and it's to a non-Jew, is Yotzal Acheris, it goes free. Yeah. So there again, we see that it's the Farheng. So we're assuming that it's the king's. The king took him as national service. So why does it go free? Because Hasam Havel Fayis. When he's taken for the king's service, you can bribe. You can shmear your way out of it. You can smear your way out of it when it's the king's, when it's national service. You can smear your way out of it. Well, it appears, and he didn't, and therefore, because of that, yotze lecheres. Okay, gufa. Now we're going to discuss this a bit more. Amar Rava, mechrav lefarheng, over kechavim yotze lecheres. Aye, my havel lemeva. What should he have done? Why should you punish him that she goes out lecheres? Havel lelefayis. He should have smeared him, but it appears he didn't. Okay, next question. By Rabbi Yirmiya, here we go. Rabbi Yirmiya says, Machra l'shloshim yoy mahu. Right, if you sell your Eved to a guy, that he goes free. What if you sold him only for a limited time? You sold him for 30 days with the intention that at the end of 30 days he comes back. It's Toshima. So let's have a look. Amar Rav, Amecher Avdil Farheng, Eved Kechavim Yatzal Cheres. So Farheng was also a time-limited national service. Well, at this point we think it's a time limit. Yeah? So if it's time limited, Yatzal Cheres. So that's considered the same as selling him permanently. So the Gemara says, no, Hasam b'farheng akum she'en l'chezeres. There, yotze l'cheiris, because when you give him to a goyish farheng, even though it's allegedly a time limit, but the goy's going to keep him. He's not going to give him back. So therefore, it's like it's permanent. But if it was you sold it to somebody who would be temporary and get him back, maybe it's different. So we don't get an answer to that question. Machroi chutz v'malachtoi. What happens if you sell him? You sell the goof of the guy, but the condition of the sale is that the guy is not allowed to make him work. I don't know why he's buying him, but he's not allowed to make him work. Mahu, does that count as selling him to a guy?
Well, you can retain him and get him to work for
It's an asset, but you can't make any use of it. Yeah.
It's like you mortgage your property and you're still getting the rent.
Ah, okay, yeah, maybe. So the goof belongs to the goy, but the work doesn't belong to the goy. Chutz bin ha-mitzvahs. Or you sold him to a goy, except for the fact that he's still mechuyev in mitzvahs. So in that aspect, you didn't sell him. Mahu. What's the deal there? What about chutz shabbos shem tovim? Yeah, what's the whole reason why selling him to a goy is a punishment that he for the owner that he goes free? Because you're taking him away from mitzvahs. So if you tell him that he's going to keep mitzvahs, or if you tell him that Shabbos and Yom Tov doesn't belong to the goy for those days, he only belongs to the goy for days that are not Shabbos and Yom Tov, and therefore the Eved will still keep Shabbos and Yom Tov. Mahu, is there a punishment? Is there a knas in that case or not? The ger toisha. What if he sold him to a friendly neighborhood goy who keeps Sheva mitzvahs? Is that the same thing? Because the ger toisha will let him do the mitzvahs. The Yisrael Mumor, or a Jew who's an apostate Jew who doesn't keep mitzvahs, but he's Jewish. Is that the same deal? Mahu. Lekusi, what about a kusi? A kusi, we're not sure, some sort of convert, but...
They keep the rices, but not the rabbonis.
They keep some, they keep others. Mahu, is that considered selling them to a goy or not? So Rabbi Yirmiyah asked all these beautiful questions, and we got only one answer. Pshoit miho chada. We can answer one. A ger toshav harehu kev kechavim. That if he sells him... to a ger toishav, it's still like selling him to a guy, even though the ger toishav is keeps shavim mitzvah noyach. But nevertheless, when you sell your evik nani to a ger toishav, is also yotzal cheirus kusi v'yisrael mumor. What about a kusi or a Jew who doesn't keep mitzvahs? Armi lav kechavim. Some say it's the same as selling him to a guy, but armi lav kishol. Some say it's the same as selling him to a Jew. Okay, next one. By my name, Rabbi Ami. Eved shehit polatz b'legiosis. What if the eved? No one sold him to a goy, but he went and surrendered to the goyish gangs. Yeah, and now he's with them. The master cannot get him back. Loi bedina Yisrael, not by taking him to Bezdin. The loi bedina Yaakov, not even by taking him to court. He's gone. They've captured him. He's gone to join ISIS. Good example. Yeah, can't get him back. Is mahu shayitel as domov. Can he now go to... Well, not a good example, because ISIS won't give him money.
Is he a tax deduction?
No, he can go to the goy and say, you've got my yever, give me the money. And let's say they're willing to give him money. Yeah? So, you're not allowed to sell your yever to a goy. What happens if the yever sort of voluntarily abandoned ship, and the goy has him now? Yeah? Can you keep the money that the goy... If the goy is willing to pay you... For the fact that he's got your Eved, are you allowed to keep him or not? Keep the money? Are you allowed to have benefit from that money or not? There's Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Rabbi Zerika, Puk Ayim Mechiltah, go and look in your sources and find out the answer. Is Nofak Dokva Ashkach, he went and found a Brisa. Hamoicher Basil Evkechavim, so they had a rule, you weren't allowed to sell a house in Eretz Yisrael to a goy. What if a person did sell his house to a goy? Dama Vasurim, then you're not allowed to benefit from the money. Yeah, that money you can't keep. What about a over kechavim on our space of Israel? What if the guy just came and evicted the Jew and forcibly took control of the Jew's house? The ain baal of yachol etziyoi, and the Jew cannot kick him out. Lo b'dina Yisrael, not in a Jewish court, but lo b'dina over kechavim, not even in a goyish court. Is muta lital as domov? Lital as domov. He's allowed to keep the money because it was unwillingly. The chesiv a mal bekoshelahem. And he can even go to the courts to fight in the courts, and he can write that the guy owes him money. He can make a star, the guy owes him money in the courts. Shalahen of the goy nation who can matzel b'yodim, because it's the best you can do. You're like saving something from them. You can't get your house back. At least get some money off them. Yeah. And so here also it should be the same thing. By the Eved l'chayva, you should be able to keep the money because at least get something out of it. So the Gemara says. Nishkin Raya, because Dilma maybe Hani Mili Bayis, maybe a house is different. The cave in the Isagi lay below Bayis, since a person can't live without a house. Therefore, what are you telling me? If the house would be forced by a goy and you'd let the guy keep the money, so what, he'd be tempted next time to sell it without force? He'd do it willingly because he thinks, hey, it's a good deal? A person's not going to sell his house just because he suddenly realized, oh, I'm not going to get punished for selling it. A person needs a house to live in. Yeah? So next time around, he's not going to think, oh, I can just sell it to a goy because I got away with it last time. He's not going to sell it because the person doesn't sell his house that he lives in. Aval avdo the sagule b'lo yavdo. But when it's a slave, you can manage without a slave. You can get by. So if you allow him to keep the money when it was unwilling, ostil is vunay. He's got to sell him. He's got to sell him willingly next time. Or lawyer, maybe not like that. So what's the deal? Is shalach lahu Rab Ami? Rab Ami sent him a message. Mini from me, Ami Barnosan. Ami Barnosan. I will Torah yoytzel lechol Yisrael. From me will come the answer. I will teach the Torah to everybody. What's the answer? That Eved Shehipol Asman Legioses, a guy who gave himself up to the Goyish, an Eved who gave himself up to the Goyish gangs, Ve'ein Rabbi Yochel Leitziyah, and the master can't get him back, Leibedini Yisrael, not in the Jewish courts, Leibedini Yaakov, not in the Goyish courts, Mutter Litol Esdomov, the original owner is allowed to take money if he can get it, and if he can't, Kosev Amalav Rekosha Lezgechovim, he can even go to the Goyish courts with contracts to try to get the money off them, because he's salvaging something out of the situation, so he's allowed to do it.
Isn't that a very unusual expression? We need 30 yards to call yourself.
Very unusual. He had a few lechaims, I think.
Humility, yes, my kids used to
humility,
say.
Humility, yeah.
You have
them
asked these sort of questions.
Huh? So I'm going to answer them. Okay. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Is now the question is, let's say a Jew, so the din is Yatzel Acheris. What happens if the guy doesn't want to let him go Acheris? Unless somebody pays him, yeah? So he wants his money back, at least, yeah? What happens if he says, no, I don't want my money back. I want double my money back. I want more money back, yeah? You've stuffed me up. I want lots of money back. So someone sold himself to a guy, and now he has to get him back off the guy. Is Kainsi Maisai Ad Meya Domov? Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, we punish this guy not only to give the money back, and the Eved goes free, but even up to 100 times the value. He's got to pay whatever it takes. So the question says, well, 1 minute, I say whatever it takes, but he said 100 times. Is it dafke 100, but 101, no? Is it a dafke limit? I love dafke. Or when he says up to 100, he means whatever it takes. Is Toshima, come and listen. A person who sells a behemoth gasa. So they weren't supposed to sell behemoth gasas to a goy, because the goy will use him to work on Shabbos. Yeah? So therefore, your animal is, you know, he keeps Shabbos till now. If you sell him to a goy, he's going to stop being mechal Shabbos. So you're not allowed to sell your animal to a goy if it's a working animal, because the goy will work with him on Shabbos. So they punished him and they said you have to buy him back from the goy, so the ox can keeping Shabbos. The question is, what if the goy now plays hardball and he wants more money? Is we fine the owner up till 10 times the price he has to pay to get the ox back from the goy. So there it says up to 10 times. And here it says 100 times. So maybe the numbers are dafke. Because if you just meant whatever it takes, you'd use the same number every time. Why? Sometimes 100, sometimes 10. It must be, maybe there's something, the number is dafke. So the Gemara says, no. The Dilma, maybe, by an Eved, it means 10 times, it means 100 times. Maybe it's more shiny Eved, for then Eved is whatever it takes. The whole Yem of a Yem, a Mafkele Mitzvah. Because maybe every day that he is... not that there's a guy doing mitzvahs, and therefore it means that he has to up till.
By definition, at least
it's 10 times. Sorry, it's 100 times. Yeah. So maybe it's more by. It's not an accident that by the Eved they said 100, and by the animal they said 10, because by the Eved it's more important because he's stopping from doing mitzvahs, and therefore you're gonna pay 100. The eagle deal, huh?
The owner of the animal has a mitzvah shvus behema, which is
okay, but the Eved is more important. The Eved has mitzvah. So behema keeping Shabbos is very nice, but the behema is not going to get a gehenim for Michal Shabbos. The eagle deal, Amri. Some say that Rabbi Shimon Levi Taka said 10, the same as Rabbi Shlakish said about the ox. And the question was, the 10 is dafke, love dafke. And we said, and this quote to this version, Rish Lakish said that the behemoth is 100 times and the Eved's only 10. So why would that be so? If they mean the numbers dafke, so he answers shani eved lo hadolei. By the animal, but by the eved, he's never gonna. He can't get him back. I'm sorry. No, the reason is because he's not getting him back. When he redeems the eved, it's money down the drain because the eved now goes free. Yeah, so therefore, as they vite to give him 100 times down the drain, we wouldn't make him do. Up to 10 times down the drain, we'd make him do. Yeah? And the behemoth, but the animal, so by the animal, at least he gets the animal for it. So we make him pay more because you're going to get your animal back. Yeah? Is time am I? Is what's the reason why we're making him pay so much money for the animal? Because at least he gets the animal back. Mishum to Hadrale is because he gets him back. Litnas et feichad, at least make him pay double. To make him pay 100 times as much because he gets him back, get in a deal. Yeah, he still loses out 99 times the value. Ella, so therefore the Gemara says, no, the distinction between the Eved and the Behemah is different. Eved milsir lo shchicha. Because an Eved is uncommon for a person to sell his Eved to a guy. And therefore 10 times enough. Whereas a Behemah, people selling, Behemah sellers sell it to a guy all the time, and therefore they have to punish him more. All right, next one. What happens if the owner, so it's a knas, the fact that he has to redeem the guy and the Eved and he goes free, is a punishment for the owner. What happens if the owner died, and now it's the orphans with the estate? Is mahu? What's the deal? Should we fine the son who inherits the estate, the children? Should they also have to pay the fine and redeem him, and he goes free, or not? And imtim tzaloimar, if you'll bring a proof from the following, saram oizen b'chayr. What's the deal if a person makes a mum? He makes a blemish in a b'chayr. So b'chayr, yeah, so what happens if you make a mum in a b'chayr? Then you get to eat him. So a person decided, I couldn't be bothered making this one as a carbon. I'll make a little hole in his ear, and I'll have a mum, and now I get to eat him. So if he makes a mum in the b'chayr, so the din is that he's fine, that he doesn't get to eat him. He doesn't get to shechter based on that mum. He has to wait for another mum. Yeah, what about if mace? What about if the guy who did the naughty thing died? Do we say kansu b'nei achra? Oh, sorry. Yeah, so the din is kansu b'nei achra. The same thing happened. So then his son also has to wait for another mum. He cannot shecht the animal and eat him based on that mum, because that mum was done in an illegal manner. Therefore, even the son can't take benefit from it and has to wait for another mum. So there, we punish, we fine the son, even though it was the father who did the naughty. So therefore, you want to tell me the same thing should apply over here. We fine the son because even though the father did the wrong thing, says the Gemara, Nishkin Raya, because even if you'll try to prove to me from the Bechur, Mishum Dissur Deraisi, making a mum, making a blemish on the Bechur, is a osur min hatayra. So therefore, we punish the son as well. Aval hacha, but selling your slave to a non-Jew is isura derabbanon. It's only midrabbanon. So maybe the rabbis weren't so strict to make the punishment go down to the children as well. Ve'imtim tzeloimar. If you'll try to prove to me from the following, kiven melachte b'moyed. If a person organizes to do work on Chol HaMoed, so we know that Chol HaMoed is only allowed to do work which is Dover HaOvid, something which is going to be lost if you don't do it on that day. Otherwise, you can't work on Chol HaMoed. You have to do work before Yom Tov or after Yom Tov, yeah? What happens if a person dafke organized himself so that it just so happened that his Dover HaOvid came out on Chol HaMoed, and it was, you know, so he intentionally organized himself that he should have to work Chol HaMoed. So they punished him not to have any benefit from that work. What happens if mace? What happens if he died? They didn't punish the son that he also has to not have any benefit from it. So therefore you want to tell me the same thing by the Eved again? So he says, no, Mishud Le'avad Isura. Because he didn't do anything wrong.
Lepoyle was Davar Ovid.
Yeah, Lepoyle was Davar Ovid. So even though he got to he engineered it, but Lepoyle, he didn't do an Avera. Yeah, aber hacha. But over here, he did an issur of selling the eved to a guy. Is hacha mai? So what's the, so you can't prove from these other cases. So what's the deal with the eved? Lidyidei kanser rabbanan. Do we say the punishment applies only to the person who sold the eved? Well, less than he's no longer alive. Ideal malam amayne kanser rabbanan. Or is the punishment on the object, on the property? That eved has to be free. Well, he said the eved's still here. Is Amalei Tinisua. So we said we got a brisa. Sodash and Iskavtsa Bishvis, you have a field, Iskavtsa became prakvetched. He took away the thorns. Yeah, he took from the Loshen Koitzim. He took away the Koitzim Brakonim. In other words, he didn't do an avoider in the land, but he's preparing that he's after Shemitah, he's getting it ready, that after Shemitah, he's going to start planting stuff, yeah? So in the Shemitah year, all he did was take away the thorns, yeah? Tizor l'matzah shvis. So that's okay, because it's not considered working the land, and when it comes after Shemitah, he can work the land. What about netaiva and adaira? But if he did mamish work in the land, he improved it or he fertilized it, then he's done work on the land on Shemitah year, later, so we punish him. That late Yizar Lamatzah Shvi'is, even after Shemitah year, he can't do it. Yeah? So that's the halacha. We have a halacha. Hey, Tiva, what happens if he did the work on Shemitah year, Rumeis, and then he died? The next year, the son comes along. Is he punished as well? Is Benoi Zaira? The son is not punished, and the son is allowed to use that field a week, year after Shemitah. Is Alma? We see Lidei Kansar Rabbana, they punished him, but Lebrei, Lidei Kansar Rabbana, they didn't punish the son. So therefore, that's the same thing will apply by the Yevid. Next, Amar Abaya Naktino, we have a halacha. Timei Tare Shel Chaveri. If somebody made his friend's things that were tohor and he made it tomei, so what happens? So that's he has to pay for it. He made damage to this friend's stuff because now it's tomei v'meis. But that payment is only a knas because it's a hezek shein and nikah. Yeah. What happens if the guy died? Loi kantzer rabbanon benoi achrov. We don't punish the son after him. My timer. Hezek she'ene nikir loy shmei hezek. Because really, you cannot recognize any damage in that grain. Yeah, there's grain sitting there, and it's still sitting there. Aye, now it's tomei. You can't look at it and see that it's tomei. So that's called a damage which is not visible. A damage which is not visible is only liable midirabonon. Yeah, but it's only midirabonon that you have to pay for that. A knasa dirabonon, it's only a fine from the rabonon. The didei konser rabonon, they punished the guy who did it. They didn't punish his son. Okay, now we say if you sold it to Chutzlaritz, Tana Rabbanon, Hamecher Abdel Chutzlaritz, Asla Cheres, if you sold him to someone living in Chutzlaritz, then he goes free, Vitzorek Getshukhru B'Rabbi Sheni, and he needs a piece of paper from the second guy. Sometimes he goes free, sometimes he doesn't. Kate said, how does it work? Amar Pliny Avdi, if he says, Pliny Avdi Mechati, Yuli Pliny Antuchi. So he says, I'm selling him to Fred, who lives in Jamaica. That's my translation of Antuchia, yeah? To Fred in Jamaica. Lo Yotza. Sorry, Fred the Jamaican. Medayik. Fred the Jamaican. Lo Yotza. He doesn't go free. Just because he's a Jamaican doesn't mean that I'm selling him to go and live in Jamaica. But Le Antuchi Shab Antuchia, if I'm selling him to Fred in Jamaica, that means I'm selling him to Chutzlar. It's therefore Yotza. Fred the Gemara Vatanya Mechatil Le Antuchi Yotza. If I tell him to an Antuchi who's living, if he sells him to a. The second price says. So the first price says if he sells him Antuchi, he only goes out to Cheres if he sells him to someone, the Fred in Jamaica. Second price says, Mechatzioli Antuchi Yotza. Yeah, even if I sell him only to. To Fred the Jamaican, which means even Lantuch Yashrei Belud, even if Fred the Jamaican lives in Lud, he goes free. Lo Yotza, he doesn't go free because he's in Lud.
He's specified.
So Gemara says like Kasha, Hadi is the base of Eretz Yisrael. If Fred the Jamaican has a house in Eretz Yisrael, then he can say, I sold him to Fred the Jamaican, but he has a house in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, he's not selling him to Chutzlaritz because he can live in the house in Eretz Yisrael. Hadi is the base of Eretz Yisrael, but if he only is visiting in Eretz Yisrael, then that's not good enough, and therefore it's considered selling at the full source, and he goes free.
So why do you then say Lantuchi Hashor Belud is loyal?
If he's a visitor in Lud.
You say he's shorim means he's not living there.
If he's visiting, yeah. So he has to be actually living there. Okay, just go ahead.